to that young Michelle, they just came up to me and they said,
"Is that Lenny Savage?"
Oh, no, no, no. I said, "Oh, do you walk a walking for me?" Seriously, they said, "What's she like?" I said, "Right, cow." "We're going to write to her and tell her what you said. She's giving you a job walking a dog, and this is the way it's happening." And I got home, I remember saying to Murphy, "I'm going schizophrenic." I'm living sort of in the shadow of this awful woman. Shoplifting mother of two.
Gone from prostitute escorts to famous dog walker.
This is it, yeah, this is it.
And here, there was a question. Hello.
Is the rumour true, Paul, that you've been eating Marmite?
I've never touched Marmite. Never. See? They're getting mad at you now.
Social services amendment. Yes, the point is that Denmark has banned Marmite.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
You just lost it.
There was quite a bit in the papers that I should now be banned in return.
No, it wasn't. It was just called Madam Arthur, and it was, you know where the clock tower is? Because this bloody thing, our digs were out next to this clock tower, so we got nang, nang. It's just what we didn't sleep.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I worked there for a year and all, because you used to go for a month's stints, and then if you misbehaved, you got sent over to Malmö to work in the Twilight Club, which we call the Twilight Zone.
I'm having to move back there permanently in a week, so if you
want
to come visit.
Oh, I liked it. I mean, I really did like Denmark. I thought it was lovely. I love the food. I love the Danish breakfast, those were all the cold meats.
Don't need Marmite?
No, I hate Marmite. Pam Erz gave me a jar of malt. Wonderful for you, this stuff. I said, "Look, well, I couldn't get the spoon out once I got it in." It's like tar. I feel my veneers coming off.
We were discussing it on the news because they didn't broadcast it, but Jeremy Hardy referred to Marmite as a yeast infection in a jar.
Well, that's but I'm with him. It's disgusting. They say when I was touring in Australia, you can't get Marmite. You've got for that. You can't get daddy's sauce. I'm not bothered. You know, I'm not mainlining daddy's sauce. Doesn't get me through the day. I mean, I get a butty, but I can't get through the life without it.
It is entirely my fault that you're here today. I did say you should come to the Hay Festival. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I thoroughly. I mean, actually, I got out of the helicopter and put the blankets over me and put them in the back of the van. And then I was rushing out, like, giving a needle and throwing in the tents. And then, I desperately like to get myself in those little shops, those little, you know, down the street there, and have a really good route. I love routing in shops. And for me, the internet won't replace that, Amazon and all that. The joy of going through a bookshop and the smell of the books and finding something that you've been looking for ages. You know, the internet ruined that for me. Because when I first went out to work at a computer, I went on abooks.com. And every single book I'd searched the world for, all of a sudden arrived 2 weeks later. I'm like a diner. And that's the West. I've got Gypsy Rose Lee's autobiography, First Edition, signed. That's actually a book to take. Can't speak to me then.
Can I just say that there is going to be a collection at the door if you are minded to give some pennies for the Brecon and Radnor branch of the Samaritans. And both Paul and I are big fans of
we
the
are.
Samaritans. Certainly, Paul needs them.
I think we'll have to die. And they all say, "Don't answer that phone, it's him again."